Now I'm joined by Chris Johnstone for this week's business news.
Czechs have been told to brace themselves for more tax rises in the future to get government overspending under control. Value-added tax, real estate tax and excise duties are all due to go up in January as part of already agreed measures to curb the budget deficit next year. Prime Minister Jan Fischer warned this week that another round of tax rises should be prepared for next year. The Czech Republic was also told at a meeting of European finance ministers this week to cut its budget deficit as a proportion of gross domestic product by 1 percentage point over the next 3 years. The government plans a deficit of around 5.3% for next year.
A swoop by European Commission competition inspectors on local electricity giant ČEZ is still making waves a week after it was wrapped up. One Czech newspaper has said the firm was forewarned and had started to destroy incriminating documents. ČEZ bosses said they knew something was afoot, but only because of an article in a business magazine the day before the inspection started. And they deny workers destroyed evidence. The swoop did, however, disturb top-level talks over a multi-billion crown deal between ČEZ and mining company Czech Coal. That bad timing has raised suspicions that a third energy group, Penta, might have had a hand in directing the Brussels competition squad towards Prague.
Labour unrest has broken out at South Korean carmaker Hyundai's Czech plant in North Moravia. Around 400 workers staged a one-hour strike during the week to protest against excessive overtime working and what they describe as poor working conditions. Unions at the plant have warned that full-scale strike preparations could be launched at the plant, which employs around 2,000 workers, unless talks with bosses resolve problems. Hyundai started production at the plant in November 2008. The biggest markets for the Czech-produced cars are Germany, Britain, Russia and Poland.
The Czech Republic's biggest charter airline travel service is looking to make big inroads into the neighboring Slovak market. Travel service, which failed in its bid to buy Czech airlines this year, sees an opportunity from the current financial difficulties of Slovak charter carrier Siegel Air. Travel Service has already signed deals with Slovak and Austrian travel agents, with the expansion into Slovakia lined up to take off next year.
More than half of Czech households are now equipped with computers at home, and 44% have high-speed internet access, according to the latest figures from the National Statistics Office. Home computer possession has jumped by 6 percentage points to 54% over the last year, with fast internet access up from 31% to 44%. An extremely high 40% of Czechs are hooked up to the internet using Wi-Fi technology. But internet shopping still has to make a big breakthrough, with only 22% of users saying they buy regularly online.